What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
And I'm Cub.
And you're listening to the Hooligans.
G'day, mate.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
So good.
So we are recording remotely again. Not because of social distancing, that's just what we do. But we are switched up. Kerr is not happy about it.
My displeasure has been made known.
Ooh. But that was before the show started. Tell our listeners why you're so upset.
Because I'm at Mom and Dad's house, and I always record in my old room, and Lyle was like, oh, hey, can I use your room? But he didn't really give me a choice, because he was just like, I just need to record in your room.
Oh, man.
So I let him, and now I'm in the blue room, and it's so small. There's so much of Mom's crafting things, and I'm, like, sitting in, like, a 2x2 square, and it's not comfortable.
Well, let the record show that that's where I record every week.
But,
oh, man.
First of all, you don't have to, because you have your own actual bedroom to record
First of all, pop, pop. That is true. Anyway, I just needed more space, because, like, I've got stuff to set up.
So clean your room.
Well, I don't want to record the moral in there.
That's the moral of the story, is just clean your room.
It is cleanish.
I beg to differ.
Anyway, Cub, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Can you give us a Star Wars intro? Because we are talking about Star Wars today. We are going to discuss the best and worst movies, best and worst characters, best lightsabers, because there really aren't worst lightsabers.
We should also talk about best lightsaber fight.
Oh, for sure.
And best lightsabers.
And best lightsabers while we're at it.
Of course, also the lightsabers that
and
are
also the
best. The
lightsaber battles, too.
Can't forget the movies, though.
Can't forget or the characters.
And as a special bonus, which Star Wars fake character would you be most likely to sleep with?
That too.
For the end.
That might have to come out. Or you might have to reword it.
I was gonna talk about banging Wookiees. But I guess not.
I guess that's out of the question.
Well, maybe this will pop up in the bloopers.
Yeah.
Lyle's such a little prude over there.
Lyle's a prune.
Hey, who was the first to be censored on here?
True.
That's true.
All right. So,
Would you guys drink prune juice, though?
No. Well,
what are prunes? Aren't they just dried plums?
I thought they were raisins.
No,
grapes.
Raisins are dried grapes.
So grapes are raisins.
Did you say crepes?
Grapes?
I'm
still mad that when we were in Mexico, I didn't get a crepe at the burrito place.
Dude, I didn't either.
I'm so mad. Cub, when you guys go back,
If you go back,
get me one and just declare it when you re-enter the country.
I should. Also, I don't think we're probably going to be able to go in June.
Probably not at this point. Care, what were you saying about crepes?
Well, my crepe was, it had cream cheese, caramel, and coconut, and it was so good.
Ooh.
I just kind of was like,
that was painful.
It's because you're in my room.
That was painful.
Good night. Where'd your accent go?
I lost it.
Oh, okay.
From being living in the U.S. for too long.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Asleep.
Star Wars.
Okay.
So, how do you want to do this? Just overall, or do we go by trilogies?
I don't know.
I didn't know there was more than three.
There aren't. There's the three. I meant, like, do we go, like, best movie of each trilogy, worst of each trilogy, or just in general?
Ooh, do we do, like,
also,
a bracket?
Probably not, because we're not set up for that.
Why don't we do all three trilogies and then, like,
pick
the
a best? Okay.
That's what I just meant.
Well, you made it sound more complicated.
What is this rustling?
Who is crinkling?
Who's sliding around on the carpet like a worm?
Like a Jabba the worm.
Alright. So alright, so I say let's...
Ow, I'm leaning against a box because there's nowhere to sit and it's so uncomfortable.
We just don't seem conducive to potting today.
Alright, so I think we should start with best movies from each trilogy.
Okay.
And I would like to start, because of the prequel trilogy, this is an unpopular opinion, but I think The Phantom Menace is the best. Because it has Liam Neeson in it. Like, definitely the best character in that entire trilogy, which I guess I just stepped on best characters. But
oh, man.
He's so good. He almost saves that movie. Because it's like, it's a bad movie. I mean,
is
most
that the first one?
Yeah.
I don't know them by name.
Yeah, that's the one with little Anakin.
Oh.
And Jar Jar.
All right, well, I guess we'll just step into that, too.
Misa Jar Jar!
So, I am of the unpopular opinion that Jar Jar is not the worst character.
Ooh.
It's little Anakin. And it's not even close.
He is terrible.
Mr. Qui-Gon, sir, I saw your laser sword.
I saw your laser sword, sir.
I would have chopped his head off right there.
Me too.
When little Anakin is running and Darth Maul is on the speeder behind him and Qui-Gon is like,
look
out! And like, if Qui-Gon wouldn't have told him to duck, we'd have a whole different story.
Oh, man.
And then, like, Anakin's like, Mr. Qui-Gon, sir, I'm tired of running. Like, get out of here. How are you supposed to be a Jedi?
Oh, I'm, like, the best pilot ever.
Like, no, you're 5 years old.
I'm the only human that can pod race, Mr. Qui-Gon, sir.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah.
But
who's the tentacled guy?
Sebulba?
Yeah.
He's a Slimo.
He's a Slimo, though. Misa Jar Jar Binks! Oh, I'm super racist.
Would you fight him, though?
Yes.
Hmm.
Little Anakin or Jar Jar, or both?
Both
simultaneously.
Yes.
Triple threat match.
Darth Maul had a double-sided lightsaber for a reason. But what I'm trying to say is, so I was like 5 or 6 when that one came out. And it's objectively not a very good movie, but I love it because of the nostalgia factor, and I still like it. I mean, Liam Neeson crushes it, and I don't know that the other prequels are any better.
Ooh.
So that's why I love Phantom Menace. Care?
Well
I would have to say, it's a tough one, probably Revenge of the Sith, which... is why is nobody
just
talking?
Like, stop. Okay.
Revenge of the Sith. It's the third of the prequels. So Anakin turned evil. Spoiler alert.
What?
We found out that what's his name? Palpatine was the Emperor, even though, you know, we knew the first one.
Yeah.
They didn't really hide it all that well.
Yeah, I always assumed that it wasn't, that it was supposed to be obvious, but were they, like, trying to make it a reveal?
Probably.
I think so.
I don't know. I do hate what they did with Padme and made her like, oh, I was this really tough queen and then a senator and then, oh, I'm pregnant by Anakin. So now I'm just like, I love Anakin and I run around with no shoes on and I'm just like airheaded now because I'm going to have this baby and all I want to do is be in love with Anakin. You're like, what?
Pregnant by Anakin are the scariest words I've ever heard.
I mean, ugh. but that's what happened. But, yeah. I mean, that's my favorite hot Obi-Wan look. Is the third one.
I would have thought it was the original.
Hmm.
No. I need the beard. I like the beard. Yeah, the third one. And then plus, it was cool when they put the suit on...
Darth Vader.
On Darth Vader, and it was like dead silent. What was that?
Whoa.
Who's someone's honking horns? Someone's
by honking.
Mommy Johnny?
vehicular mommy.
Also, that has a very good fight. That fight between Anakin and Obi-Wan is like the best fight from the... Well, no, I can't say that. It's a great fight, though.
It's a really good fight. But, Kara, I have to notice that... I noticed that you didn't sound super, like, dedicated to your choice of three as the best.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument for Phantom Menace. I guess the trilogies are just not my... Or the prequels are just not my favorite ones.
Yeah, they're not great. But, Cub, what's your choice?
I don't really remember them very well. I don't even remember what happens in two.
That's wow. The one...
You've got a super creepy Anakin.
Is that when he's, like, teenage rapey
Anakin?
Oh, man, he's so bad. I'm uncomfortable when you stare at me, and he, like, leers at her.
Which one is the, prolonged I killed them all? Leering.
That's two. That's
the second one.
I kind of like his quotes in it, though.
I don't like sand.
They're so bad. And they're so quotable, though. In jest, if you will.
That's also the one where Jango Fett gets his head chopped off. Spoiler alert.
Is that Boba Fett's dad?
Yeah. But that's where he picks up the helmet and the head and somehow doesn't fall out.
I mean, I kind of wish fit. It would have fallen out. It is a really good fit. Wouldn't that have been an uncomfortable fit, though? So you wouldn't be able to take it off? Like, wouldn't you be like, oh,
I'm honestly going to go with two just for the the poor quotes that are, like, funny to quote.
Okay, that's fair. So we actually picked all of them. We each picked one.
In the second one, when Anakin tells Padme that he killed the women and children, she's like, well, that's okay. You're human. And you're like, wait a second.
He just murdered everyone.
He slaughtered an entire...
That was my sand people.
Oh, man.
It's more like that. They're more like, oh!
Yeah, they're not cool.
So, I would have to say that 2 is actually... I mean, Cub's reasoning is good, but 2 is definitely the worst in the trilogy.
Oh, man.
He's so bad. He's not as bad as the little Anakin, but, like, he's bad.
Who's the PC of the trilogy?
Like... actual PC or like PC of coolness?
No, PC.
Well, it's got to be Natalie Portman.
We don't have a PC of coolness.
We could. For those who don't remember, poison control is the highest ranking of attractiveness in our heads. It's got to be Natalie Portman, right?
It's got to be, yeah.
Okay. I don't know that there's really anyone else.
So your option is that, well, there's Keira Knightley and Keira Knightley
is the decoy.
But
then Rose Byrne is the decoy in the second one.
Too many decoys.
And then she gets killed. And she gets killed, though, and she's like, I failed you. And you're like, wait, no, you succeeded.
You did what a decoy is supposed to do. Shout out to CinemaSins, because I think that's where I first heard that. But I was like, oh, yeah. But 2 is the worst in my eyes. Care?
What?
Which one did you...
Well, what? Because I never answered the PCs.
You've got more Lyle's options just here.
Like, Lyle's just like, oh, we're the only ones who get to answer.
I think Sebulba deserves some consideration.
It's definitely Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh.
In the third one?
Without... With that, I mean, in all of them, but the third one is the best.
Side note, Ewan McGregor in Birds of Prey is incredible.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was.
Dad didn't even know that was him. Ewan McGregor.
I didn't either. I had to look it up.
He's so good.
He's so handy.
Is that a snot bubble? Ew, I changed my mind.
Oh, yeah. That was a good movie.
Oh, it was. Care, so your least favorite from the prequels?
Probably two.
Yeah. Cub?
Just because of rapey Anakin.
I'm gonna go with one just for the baby Anakin.
Just because.
It looks like in some way they miscast the most important character in the trilogy twice.
Yep.
Well, I guess we've all said the worst characters, whether in passing, but best lightsaber fights.
In the prequels.
Gotta be Duel of the Fates.
Duel of the Fates.
100% Duel of the Fates. It's 2-on-1. It's great. It's actually, like, well filmed and, like, choreographed. It's so good.
Did he reveal his dual-sided lightsaber before that or not?
No, that was it.
Because you're like, oh, wait, he's got two in one?
Because when he fights Qui-Gon earlier, it's just the 1-on-1.
Mm.
Can we just agree that they definitely underutilized Darth Maul? He could have been like the main villain in the entire first trilogy. It would have been great.
Yeah,
and then somehow he's still alive.
How's that possible?
There's a whole backstory in the cartoons, but
he did get his wound would have been cauterized.
Yeah,
but he also wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's my question. How does Qui-Gon die of one single lightsaber wound to the
midsection?
To the thorax?
Or maybe his abdomen.
But Darth Maul gets completely sliced in half, and he's still alive.
Maybe they missed any vital organs.
Unlikely.
Alright, let's move on to the original trilogy.
Wait.
What?
We didn't talk about Mace Windu.
Oh,
and Mace Windu is amazing.
Yes, he is.
Samuel effing L. Jackson.
Oh man.
The purple lightsaber.
Epic.
Yes.
The best part of that is he asked George Lucas, that was his one request for being in it, I think, is that he wanted a purple lightsaber. Never mind that no one in any Star Wars had a purple lightsaber.
You have red, you have green, and you have blue.
That's just wanted purple.
I like it.
I would want a purple lightsaber. Yeah.
But if I had to pick green or blue, I'd probably go with blue.
I'd have to go blue.
Me too.
All right.
Matching lightsabers.
Purple would still be the best, though.
Yeah.
There is another one that we'll get into later, but on to the original trilogy, which I won't lie, I am not super familiar with. I mean, I've seen them all, but, I don't know. The hype for me is not as real as it is for most people.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
It is. So, I will have to say that the best is probably Empire Strikes Back. I mean...
Agreed.
It's got the reveal.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys know that Darth Vader is Luke's father?
What?
No, I didn't know that.
That is one of the greatest reveals in movie history. Unless you watch Pitch Perfect and then they make fun of it.
But then also, though, most of the cast did not know that. They were not told that, I think, until they saw it, the movie.
Yeah.
It was.
I don't remember if it was that or if they were filming it, but it was it wasn't in the script. It wasn't, they didn't know.
People were probably like, oh my gosh, what?
But then, I guess a lot of fans didn't believe it because, They had to wait 3 years for the next movie. So, It could have easily been like a fake out.
JK tricked ya.
But it also has one of the best movie quotes. The I love you, I know.
Ooh.
Also improvised by Harrison Ford.
Because he was supposed to say I love you too, but he didn't think that Han Solo would say that.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So there it is.
There it is.
I mean, it's time to party. We will party hard.
Party hard.
The other movies are good.
Yeah, A New Hope is good. It's really good. Return of the Jedi is also very good. It's that might just by default be my least of the three, but it's still really good.
Yeah.
Same. Now here's a question for you.
Yeah, what's the question, man?
Do these three collectively outperform the first three collectively?
Yes.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Agreed.
Who's the best characters and the worst characters from the original?
Oh, man. Han Solo.
It's gotta Han be Solo. Han. Han but Solo. Honorable mention to Lando, because Lando's cool.
Lando's cool. Han Solo is my absolute favorite Star Wars character out of any of the movies ever.
Ooh. I mean, he's just got to be one of the best, like, movie characters, right?
He's great. Yeah. He's so good. He's just a scruffy nerf herder.
He is.
But then when you add Chewie...
Oh, that tag team.
The dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do the Chewie noise. Little Nick can do the Chewie noise.
Little Nick can, yeah.
Yeah. But what about the worst character?
That one's a little tougher, because, like... They don't really have any unnecessary... I might just give it to C-3PO.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Just because he's, like, annoying.
He's tough.
He is tough. He made it through, like, how many years?
Side note, Lego Masters just did a Star Wars-themed episode.
Oh, don't tell me who won, because I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, yeah, it was the semifinal.
But I saw that C-3PO was on it, but I don't think it was the actual, like, actor.
I don't know, what? R2-D2 and BB-8 were also in it, like, real size. Yeah.
I love BB-8.
We're not there yet, Care.
I said if I got an orange cat, I wanted to name it BB-8, so...
Aw.
If that happens,
I would call it BB. Bebe.
The bebe.
Hey, bebe. Hey, bebe.
Yeah, I think I might just say C-3PO, because I'm trying to, like, go through and, like, main ones. There's nobody annoying...
Well, Luke is annoying.
But I mean, that's just kind of default because he's like a teenager type in the first one. But yeah, C-3PO.
Yeah, I'll go with C-3PO.
Han is the absolute best. Shouldn't even ask you. What?
No, I was going to say, what about Yoda?
Yoda's great.
Well, I mean, what about for worst, the Ewoks? Like...
Ewoks? Those are sexy.
That's concerning.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, I would probably go with C-3PO though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So, who's the PCs for this?
Ooh.
I mean, I think once again it has to be Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher, obviously.
Yeah.
Han Solo. Young Harrison Ford. Oh man.
Ew.
Oh, he's a babe.
I mean, it's hard to argue with that.
That Harrison Ford is a babe.
Yeah, he's good looking.
I mean, like, objectively, like... best lightsaber fight. This trilogy's not really known for them. It's probably just gotta be the one in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, the Empire Strikes Back one. It's definitely not the one in A New Hope, because that's like Obi-Wan versus Vader should have been so much better, but they're like tap tap, like they don't actually
tap,
like
tap tap.
Yeah, I mean,
if you can't tell, like our expertise isn't really the original trilogy.
Hey, I've watched the original trilogy a lot.
Okay, so maybe it's just me then.
It's just you then.
Well, are we ready to move on to the sequel trilogy?
Yes.
Because I do have some feelings about this one.
Wait, I do just have to point out that if nobody has watched the bad lip reading, Yoda,
the seagulls,
Stop It Now video. Go to YouTube and watch it because it's amazing.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So the well, should we jump in with Rogue One and Solo at all?
We could do those after.
Okay. So the sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Come back to me, because I still have to figure out which one's the best. Because I didn't really think about it.
I'm going to go with Rise of Skywalker as the best, the very last one. Well, because we got the conclusion of Kylo Ren's story arc, which was really good. And, I mean, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, because it is the newest one. But at the end, when all of the Jedi's voices are talking to Rey and just, like, pumping her up to fight Palpatine, is just so good. Also, I love the Rey-Ren dyad in the Force. So they can, like, she transferred the lightsaber to his hand, and I don't know, it was just, like, really good. Their connection, like, resolving it was just great.
Yeah. It was really good. I know people had a lot of problems with it, and I understand that, but, like, on its own, I thought it was a really good movie.
Yeah. And I think the first one, The Force Awakens, was really just too much of a rehash of A New Hope.
It really is.
My favorite of them, so.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth here, because I really do love The Force Awakens.
Oh, it's great.
I think it was the first Star Wars movie of my lifetime that kind of felt like Star Wars, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, because it followed a lot more. I mean, it was basically a remake of A New Hope, but it had, like, the original trilogy vibe.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go with The Last Jedi.
Ooh.
For the reason that most people hate The Last Jedi. Because I like to subvert.
Hipster Lyle. Hipster Lyle.
Well, no, it did some really good things that made people really mad. Like, when they killed Supreme Leader Snoke, everyone was super mad. And I'm like, that's the point. He's not important to the story. Like, who is he? Doesn't matter. And, like, who are Rey's parents? Nobody. That's the point. Anyone can be a Jedi. You don't have to be a Skywalker.
But JK, they were.
But JK, you have to be, because that's what the Rise of Skywalker did.
Yeah.
Hey.
Luke, jaded Luke. First off, Mark Hamill was way better in the new trilogy than he was in the original.
Yeah.
I did like jaded Luke.
He was good. And, like, his acting got better, too, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And then... then The Last Jedi also had the epic throne room fight where Kylo Ren and Rey, like, tag-teamed against Snoke's guards.
Mm-hmm. That was a good fight.
So good. So, I might have to go with The Last Jedi.
But what about Rose?
Okay, she was, like, the worst character of all time.
Who's Rose?
The one that Finn goes with to, like, the casino.
Oh. Yeah.
Not a fan. Was lame. She was, like, a fangirl.
She didn't deserve... actress did not deserve the hatred that she got online. But no. She was a terrible character.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cub?
I think I'm going to go with the last one as well. Just because of the closure aspect. Yeah. And also because I don't really remember the other ones.
That's fair.
Fair enough. But... the question is, what was the best fight in the trilogy?
The Battle of Crait?
What, the Luke and Kylo Ren?
No.
That, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the Battle of Crait.
Might be.
I need to Google this or the Star Wars people are going to come for me.
They're coming
Star
for
Wars
you.
Star Wars Twitter.
If we got Star Wars Twitter mad at us, that would mean that we made it, and I'd be okay.
That would just be okay. I don't know. I think when... it might actually be the throne room scene.
The throne room scene is awesome.
Yeah, probably.
Because that was cool, and it was all, like, a red backdrop. And pretty good.
But what's the worst one? None of them are bad.
No, we didn't pick any, like, yeah.
The prequels had bad ones, but...
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad one in this one. I do like how it, opened with Kylo Ren, the last one. It opened with Kylo just completely destroying, like, every single person within, like, a...
Oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
it was good.
Just great.
I guess I'll have to... Force Awakens, probably the worst, by default.
I think, like what you said, Care,
it was the same as A New Hope. It didn't do anything.
Yeah. I will say, I knew from the beginning that Rey was someone, and I've called it. I just thought that she was going to be, like, Obi-Wan's descendant.
Yeah.
I did not think they were going to, like, bust out Palpatine, but I was always like, Rey is somebody. She's someone's daughter. She's someone's granddaughter. Like, I know it. She has to be.
But that makes me mad, because, like, I loved the she was no one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... And then Kylo Ren's like, well, no, your parents were no one. But your grandpa was Palpatine.
Oh, the spoiler worst.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Well, we gave one already.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing, not, like, best, but, like, yeah, The Force Awakens killing Han Solo was pretty cool.
Oh, don't talk about that.
I mean, it was a really good scene.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But they killed my Han.
That's why Kylo Ren was the best character, as I segue into characters.
I agree. Kylo Ren was the best character of the new ones.
Because he was... He was like the he was like the opposite of Anakin, where like Anakin was drawn to the dark, like Kylo Ren was evil, but he was always drawn to the light. And it was just cool to have like one, someone who could actually act doing it, and yes. Two, like the opposite of Anakin's problem.
Yep.
Well, here's the question though. I forgot. Oh, I remember. What about the Kylo Ren undercover boss?
Oh, I love Matt the radar technician.
I heard that Kylo Ren was jacked.
Yeah. So
oh,
good.
I didn't.
Sorry, I killed your son. I love that. And then he force choked him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every time, I'm so disappointed when he takes his helmet off. Because he's so unattractive, but I love the sound of his voice.
He's not the PC?
Ooh.
No.
Who's the PC?
Not. The PC is probably Poe Dameron.
Hmm.
That's fair.
It's gotta be Rey.
Yeah. Gotta be Rey.
Again, there's like, well, at least the second. Or the third trilogy had, like, another woman. Like, Rose could be another option for you.
Yeah, no, Carrie it Russell would definitely be...
It'd be Carrie Fisher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you sure?
I mean, Laura Dern was in it, too, but...
Who's that?
Ellie from Jurassic Park.
Ellie.
She was in it? Oh,
she's
yeah.
in The Last
Jedi.
Jedi.
Yeah. She has purple hair.
Oh, that was a great part, too, when she, like, rammed the ship and it was dead silent.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool. But, yeah, I would have to say Rey for PC. But who's the worst character?
Ooh.
Gotta be Rose, right?
Yeah. She was terrible.
Yeah. She's just like...
She's like... This is Rose.
She did not have a lisp.
No. This is someone else named
There's
Rose.
There's a backstory.
Yeah, probably Rose, because she's just like, she was like a fangirl. They're like, we're going to put a fangirl in this movie. And you're like, wait, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You know what? I think I have to change my vote for best movie. I think it is The Force Awakens. Sorry.
Wow.
Which would make the worst... I guess The Last Jedi.
So but, your favorite became your least favorite.
But that's the problem, is none of them are bad, so it's hard to pick. It's like, it's almost like 1A, B, and C.
Hmm.
So, Touché. Yeah, sorry, I completely flipped my choice there, but...
You're not allowed to do that.
Right. You're kicked off the pod.
Cobb Let's Take Over. Hi, okay. This is Lyle.
Hello, everybody.
Good day, mate.
What's up, everybody?
So what about Solo and Rogue One? How do we feel about them?
I like them.
I liked them. They were good as standalone sort of thing. Agreed.
Donald Glover was pretty cool as Lando.
Yeah.
I also think they did a good job, like, because I was skeptical, because Han is the best. I was skeptical that they could, like, find a good replacement, but he did a good job. I mean, mm-hmm. He's certainly no Harrison Ford, but, like, no. He did a good job. He did a good job portraying the character, but not, like, I'm just going to be Han Solo. Yeah, I'm not going to be Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, and they fixed the Han shot first thing.
He just shoots Woody Harrelson.
They did make him shoot first at one point, so you're like, ha, okay, he
spoiler did shoot alert.
First.
Also, spoiler alert, Rogue One, everyone dies.
Yeah.
Everyone dies.
Part of why, I don't know, I like Rogue One a lot, but I don't like that. Like, everyone died, no one just, like, somehow got away.
Yes, they all had to die because none of them are in the original trilogy.
Well, I hate that. Like, none of them just escaped to the furthest reaches of the galaxy.
No, because wouldn't you want to avenge your friends and probably continue on with the resistance? So yeah, they couldn't because they're
are
not.
Are you telling me that they just shouldn't have made the movie?
Whoa.
I mean,
whoa.
It's really tough to make movies that you already know the ending to.
No, because they did need to explain did you just destroy the Death Star so easily? Oh, well, we found plans. Okay. Oh, well, that's good. All right, thanks for that.
It did have the Darth Vader scene.
Ooh, the Darth Vader scene, and that is, like, one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's probably the best one of that whole movie, though, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's the only one, isn't it?
I said scene.
Oh, I was like, there's just no other lightsabers.
In general, of that movie.
All right. So,
yeah, all right.
We have reached the end, which means we have to pick the best and worsts of all of them.
Oh.
So, I'm going to go for...
I don't know if I can... I could do it for characters, but I don't... What was that?
I mean, I was moving.
Whoa. Don't move. I don't know.
Okay, that was it then. It's my leg on the futon.
But yeah, see, Lyle's on a futon. I'm just like huddled up here on the floor.
He's like, please, sir.
Please, sir, let me out. I don't know if I can pick a favorite movie, though, because I tend to look at them all in trilogy.
Yeah.
Trilogy. But I could definitely do characters.
Yeah. Han for you, I'm guessing.
Han, yeah.
I'm still going to say Qui-Gon.
Whoa.
Because Liam Neeson he deserves so much better than he got.
I got to go with Han.
Yeah.
Worst?
It's hard not to. Jar Jar.
Little Anakin.
Little Anakin, definitely.
I saw your laser sword, Mr. Qui-Gon, sir.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to be a bother. Well, you shouldn't have come then.
Yeah. I'm cold.
Like, well, you're in space, idiot.
wear a blanket. I don't know. Jar Jar is just like super racist, and I just can't get
Misa
behind
Jar Jar Binks.
You're like, wow. With your like dreadlock ears, I don't.
Yeah, it's not great. I will pick a best movie. It's a stunning come from behind victory for The Force Awakens.
Wow. Hey, I get it. I don't have a favorite.
Cub?
A favorite just movie outright?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can only look at them per trilogy. I don't know. It's...
Probablob. Emperor Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back is a great choice. I don't know. It's hard because they're all so different. It's definitely... It would not be any from the prequels.
No.
No.
The new ones are just so well made that kind of gives them an advantage, but I do love the Empire Strikes. It's probably Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
But I don't really like to choose one overall.
Yeah. worst movie? Attack of the Clones.
Probably
so bad, in fact, that I'm pretty sure that's the first time we actually named it by name on this.
Wow.
We just kept calling it two.
I don't know. The script was horrendous.
It's bad. It's just a bad movie. Hayden Christensen, not as bad as Little Anakin, but man.
Maybe not even the script, the dialogue.
Yeah.
The dialogue was horrendous.
I don't like sand.
It's coarse and rough, not like you. Strokes arm like,
oh. Best lightsaber fight. I still gotta go throne room in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, that's probably the best. But Duel of the Fates, though.
Yeah, Duel of the Fates.
It's those two.
Those two. I might go with Duel of the Fates.
Also, shout out, just because no one mentioned it, I do really like the fight between Rey and Kylo Ren in The Force Awakens, when they're, like, in the snow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good.
And
he keeps punching his wound.
Yeah.
Punch my wound.
Oh. That was creepy. Punch my wound, like, all excited about it. No, but I do have to... just relay this little story that when we saw The Force Awakens for the first time and Kylo Ren first took off his helmet, I audibly said, "That's so disappointing." I'm sorry, Adam Driver. You're not good looking.
What about when we were watching Hunger Games?
Let the games begin.
Let the games begin.
Dead silent, and that dude right behind us said it.
Let the game
that was,
see.
I think it catching was catching fire, wasn't yeah, it? She already done
up.
That?
It was when Gale told her that they destroyed District 12.
Yeah,
and then it was like panning away from her face and her look of death, and the guy was just like, "Let the games begin."
Exactly,
so good. I also seem to remember that when we saw The Force Awakens, someone in front of us, like, took a picture.
Oh, yeah, we tried to make...
I was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lyle was in it.
Oh.
Because what? Because someone's just taking a picture in a dark movie theater of someone else.
Also, like, side note, the best movie theater ever was the one in Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Studio Movie Grill.
Yeah,
you could people, eat there.
We
you
got
could eat full dinner. At our, and you could press the button and they would come and bring you like water and stuff. Oh, it was great.
It was so
like,
good.
Like, I'm thirsty. Bringeth me some water.
Like, I'm gonna sit in a theater, watch Power Rangers, and eat shrimp. What's not to like?
Coconut, chicken, and shrimp.
Mm.
Shrimp was better than the chicken.
It was. Well, that's always how it is. But back to the final Star Wars thing. Who's the PC of the PC in every Star Wars?
Wow.
Also, don't forget, we can add Felicity Jones for Rogue One and Emilia Clarke for Solo.
Oh, true, true.
It's still Natalie Portman.
Huh?
Yeah, I gotta
Harrison
go Natalie.
Ford. Harrison Ford, though, Ewan McGregor is a close second. Yeah. I just love me some Harrison Ford.
In The Force Awakens, right?
Yes. in The Rise of Skywalker, when he's a ghost.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Anyway, I think that'll do it for the Star Wars episode.
Wait, get out of here, Rocky Balboa.
Darth Rocky, ayo.
No, he would be like, he would definitely be a Jedi.
Ayo, I just, you know, I gotta fight the dark side, so, you know, the light can win. Oh. Gotta bring balance to the force.
Yo. You also mentioned a different lightsaber later on. It was
Ray's yellow lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
At the end of Rise of Skywalker. Pretty cool.
Still not as cool as the purple. Also, Count Dooku's got a sweet, like, curved bladed one in Attack of the Clones. Maybe the only good thing about that movie.
I do like Kylo Ren's lightsaber, too. I would want Kylo Ren's lightsaber in purple.
Hmm.
That would be my lightsaber of choice.
I would want, and I don't know how effective this would be, but I would want a double-bladed purple lightsaber with the curved hilt that Count Dooku has.
There is a, in the Darth Bane trilogy that I read, there is a curved, I believe it was double-sided.
Cool, so we could do it.
Yeah. Huh.
Excellent.
I'm pretty sure. No, it was just curved.
No.
So it would have been like Dooku's.
Yeah.
But the other one, Zana, had a double-sided red lightsaber.
Double-sided Scooby snack. Anyway, I'm Lyle.
Stop it, Lyle.
Anyway,
I'm
Lyle. Anyway, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
And I'm Cub, mate.
And you've been listening to the Hooligans.